All right, it is 4:37. Let's go to the news line. No stranger to KRDO, Jackie Walls with the Western Mining Museum of Industry. Jackie, good afternoon.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
I am doing good. Thank you very much for asking. Before we delve into what's going on specifically, tell us where you're located and a little bit about, you know, the mission and what happens at the Western Mining Museum of Industry.
So the museum is locally known. People call it just the Mining Museum. You'll see the signs on the highway. We are up at right off of I-25 across from the Air Force Academy, exit 156, Northgate Boulevard. And as soon as you get off the highway, it's a quick right-hand turn, and then, boom, you just take a step back in time. It's a beautiful 27-acre campus with lots of old machinery on there. And we are known as the museum that works because all of these old machines there, we have Corliss steam engine and an Osgood steam shovel, they all work. So we turn them on for you. We have great docents and tour guides who can tell you all about the great history. You know, this is a lot of what built Colorado was the mining and the industry that moved the ranchers and the workers out here. One portion that everybody loves is the panning, the gold panning. Is step inside and you take your gold pan just like they used to, and you dig down in the dirt, and if you find gold flakes, you get to keep them. It's quite fun. It's a great thing for kids. It's a great thing for historians. All ages love this museum.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. I it's been a long time. I think I was a kid once and I did some gold panning. Haven't done any since then, so it's good to know. If I want to go back and do that, I know where to go.
You sure can. And, you know, we've actually been very fortunate that folks are still coming and visiting. It's kind of been a summer of, you know, adapt and change and do what you can to keep positive and moving forward while you're safe. And we are very proud that we have a really safe environment there. We've stretched it out, spaced people out. We do have indoor and outdoor, so you can, you know, get a lot of air circulating. Just like everyone else is, we're wearing masks and sanitation stations. So we're in good shape there, and it's a nice place to, it's a good, a hidden gem that we have here in Colorado Springs to learn history while you're having fun and interacting. Lots of parents and kids coming out this summer. It's been very, you know, heartening to see everybody coming out and supporting local businesses and local nonprofits.
And Jackie, you raise a good point. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, social distancing, things like that, do you, folks have to make reservations? Because I would imagine you have to kind of space out folks when they come through.
We do. So far, we've been okay with the numbers. We do hold back into groups, and we're large so that we can break smaller, like a family can take off and go through the tour, and then another small group can go through. So we've been able to navigate that. But, you know, it's a challenge everybody's facing, and we're all very much aware of it. And at least we're, you know, moving and changing along with everything that comes out. And, you know, up until last week, folks were able to choose to wear a mask or not, and now we're all embraced that new rule that's come down. So we, you know, doing like everyone else is, and we're trying to keep a positive outlook.
Anything on the horizon you'd like to talk about?
Well, we do have the National Gold Panning Championships is taking place in August. So everything that I'm going to tell you here is on our website, and you can always go and look. We are currently hosting a STEM camp going on for kids right now. And we have a few more coming up in August that you can select for your elementary age kids, which is a great way, since school has been such a challenge. It's nice to give them some summertime educational and fun camps to look for. We also have on the third Saturday of August will be an outdoor demonstration day where we will turn on our stamp mill, which is actually an entire building dedicated to smashing these rocks in search of gold. It's really fascinating, and if you haven't ever experienced one, we invite you to come along. That's a great free family experience in August. So lots of things coming up, lots of ways to stay involved, keep your brain engaged, and have a lot of, you know, local fun.
And get out of the house, if you know what I mean.
Yes. And it is beautiful. Bring a picnic lunch. We've got picnic tables set up, and you can just enjoy the view of Pikes Peak in the Front Range. Like I said, we're right across from the Air Force Academy, and you see the chapel right from our campus. It's a great place to be.
All right, Jackie, pleasure to talk to you again. We will catch up with you and follow you throughout the year.